Blog Talk Radio.
It's already getting better. It's done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord Jesus, for it already being done.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this new season in all of our ministries and all of our lives. Lord, we thank you for turning things over, turning things around. Lord, putting us on foundation, Heavenly Father God. Thank you for the solid walk on water that you're making it for those of us that choose to follow you, that choose to die of self, to choose to get on the cross willingly, choose to die, choose to do your will, choose to seek after your principles, choose to get out of ourselves. Choose you and more and more and more. Choose you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for fortifying our gardens, Lord Jesus, by our prayer, by our supplication, and by our faith, by all the pillars that you have given us through your word, Heavenly Father God, to stand. We stand today stronger. We stand today more united. We stand today more willing. We stand today more subject. We stand today more justified. We stand today more reconciled. We stand today more in your love. Thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, Heavenly Father God. We thank you for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the new life in Jesus. We want to get beyond the pains, the trials, the tribulations. We want to get in the glory of the suffering, in the understanding of the purpose. And Lord, we want to glorify your will being done. In Jesus' name, we just worship you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just honor you. In Jesus' name, we praise you just by the words of our mouth, by the meditations of our heart, by the agreement in prayer right now, Lord Jesus, that your will be done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Move, 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 Jesus. Have your way. However you like to move, however you like to speak, however you like to guide, however you like to instruct. Lord, just have your will. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that as I decrease, Lord, that as you increase, Lord, and not just me, but in all of us.
Mm.
Every prayer, every word, everything that we've connected to in New Destiny, Lord, everything we pray together. In unity, Heavenly Father God, not for just one, but for all. Those that are here, those that are on their way, those that are contemplating, those that don't know, those that may just stumble, those that may be led, Lord, for all of us, Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus, oneness. We pray oneness to decrease of self. We pray oneness to erase our own thoughts, our own ways, our own solutions. And Lord, we just put it on the altar today. We put it on the altar today to you, the Lord Jesus, that is given up freely as a living sacrifice. Now, family, we know those things are living. So let's give them to him as a living sacrifice. We got to break away. See, it's taking some struggle on a couple of those things. There's some voices saying, oh, no, you can handle that alone. They may even start to look better as you gave it to him. But I dare you to break the chain. And let's land on the altar willingly today. And let's let God be God all by himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're talking about the will of God. This is a step to the will of God. It's releasing those things that no longer you can hold on to. Those things that no longer you can solve. Those things that no longer there are solutions to. Today is the day of breaking the chain, breaking loose, letting the rubber band, letting whatever it is, whatever your thing is. For me, it's rubber bands. Some people, it may be chains. Some may people, it may be ropes. But today is the day we're going to break those things. We're going to get separation. If we want the will of God, we must separate Oh, Jesus. We must separate from all those things. Today is your day to pick that thing. Today is my day to pick that thing. Today is all of our times unified, but separately, to pick that thing that is holding us back from going forward, getting in line, finding favor, being released. Let's get released by making a conscious choice today that enough is enough. And let's really focus on the will of God. The will of God. The will of God. You know, and it's always, family, seems to, you know, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all our prayers. Amen. Welcome, family, to Provoke Fridays. And I know I'm off base here. I'm just going to keep flowing because the Spirit is saying, but, you know, we always get led back to purpose. Look at the definition of purpose. Purpose is the will or God's better choices for me. We have to look at God's will sometimes may become obstacles because they make us better and they show us the opportunities of kingdom blessings. The will, the will of God is his purpose. It says that we are called according to his purpose. Why?
His purpose.
Back to our subject last week. We are called according to his purpose, but because we love God. So love is, as we talked about last week, is the main ingredient. Oh, Jesus. To finding out the will of God. Psalms 37:3. It says, trust in the Lord. Psalms 37:3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Now watch this. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring to pass. He shall bring forth righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, family, we do what? We love him. We find a pleasing aroma. There's peace in the atmosphere. When we delight, when we trust, when we dwell, when we commit to God and God alone. Now, what is God? God is love. When should we love him? We have to love him at all times if we want the will of God. We must understand that love must be activated. When? Right now. Psalms 119:25, it says, we pray the prayer to the Holy Spirit together. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful. We got to pray this love into the hearts of the faithful. Those even and just because someone is not living the life according, and we talk about this all the time, that any of us and all of us have the right, anyone. But we have to pray this into all the hearts, the faithful, the weak faithful, the little faithful, the some faithful, anyone with a faithful heart. And if you're willing to trust anything, you have the characteristic of faith. Now, look at Jesus. Jesus came that we might have, I know you hear this all the time, and some a lot of scriptures you're going to always hear all the time with me, because I believe that repetition will make it easy, pleasurable, often, and then a habit. I want a habit of Christ. So I'm not ashamed that I do study myself to show an approved unto God, but I know that there are, when the scripture comes, I am to repetitiously use the principles that apply to me. But Jesus came that we all might have life and life more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord.
But what is his will? How do we know that this life will become more abundant other than knowing his will? His will is to love. Love what? One another. as what? You love yourself. That's true love. Love is the ingredient for us finding out the will. You ask most people, well, what do you think the will of your life is? Well, should I go to college? Should I start a business? Should I go for a promotion? Should I get married? Should I quit this girl? Should I invest here? Should I invest there? See, we a lot of times, not a lot of times. We always get involved in what we think and what we like. That's why submission into love, into the altar, into the less of me and more of you. Now that love that surpasses what? All understanding. That love that comes from a relationship with God. I can talk about the will today. Yes, the will for you. The prophecy said, I can tell you a lot of things that my own opinion may think that is the will of, but we are all called to know the will of God for ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
And we must go back. We must continue to. We're going too far sometimes. Now, fortunately, look at the messages that are coming through our fellowship. We talked about the love. Now we're talking about the will. They're connected because one is no good without the other.
Oh.
You cannot do the will of God if you are not loving. Go to Mark 12, 30th verse. This is the word. The word will give us the principles to go forth. The word will teach us how to get it done when? Right now.
Wow.
Mark 12. Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus. Mark 12, beginning in the 30th verse. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, it was from heaven and or from men. Answer me. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe in him? But if we say from men, then he feared the people, for all counted John to have been a prophet. So they answered and said to him, we do not know. And then Jesus answered and said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Excuse me. Pastor, getting excited today. This will and his love thing, I apologize. Ooh, Jesus, I am excited because the will of God is something I need in my life.
Oh.
Ooh, Jesus, here we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Maybe you know what? Somebody better mark that down. Mark 11:29-33. That was for somebody. But the scripture that we were going for was Mark 12, starting at the 29th verse, and we'll go to the 31st verse. Ooh, hallelujah. And Jesus answered him. He said, the first of all, the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love. Wait a minute. Is that just my Bible? I think I'm on the right scripture now. Mark 12. The 29th verse, or you can start at the 30th verse, but it says that, first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. It says, watch, first. First, we must what? Hear. All of us, any of us, all of us, the Lord our God. And let's get it out the way. The Lord is one. The Lord is one. We are serving one God in all his goodness, in all the things that he does. We are serving right there. That's the word. The Lord is one. And now here, this is where we take it personal. And you shall love the Lord, your God. Remember, personal. Yes, we're going to do a lot of things collectively. Yes, we're going to do a lot of things unified. But today, this is us breaking the chain. This is us cutting loose the rope. This is us letting those rubber bands get off. And you shall love the Lord your God with some of your heart, with some of your soul, with some of your mind, with some of your strength. This is the first commandment. Wow. Most of us are living that way because the Bible says that you shall love the Lord your God. Your God, this is personal. Get everybody out the way. Stop worrying about who you're going to save. Stop worrying about, this is for you. Love your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. This is the first commandment. See, you want to know the will for God, will of God? This is where we begin. That loving God with our all. Loving God, making him the source of everything. You hear me say no options all the time. We're talking about a no options life other than loving God, my God, with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, with all of my strength, with all of my energy, with all of my appointments, with all of my decisions, with all of my new ideas, with all of my business meetings, with everything in my life, with my new relationships, my new friends, my new ministries, my new connections, with all, I will love God. That's the first step. That's the first step in knowing, finding, or getting in line with God's will for our lives. God's purpose. What's my purpose? My purpose is to love God. My purpose is to think about God before I think about myself. That we love God completely. You love God completely? Family, we can love ourselves correctly. Then we can love others compassionately. But love requires constant maintenance because we are confined to a body of this world, this flesh that we live in. It's a constant, remember, a constant war. There's always going to be a versus. To love, there's. To cold, there's. To good, there's. But as we make the decision to know the will of God, we know that we get in the will of God when we love God with all our heart, all our mind, all our everything. The list could go on and on and on when we want to know the will of God. The will of God is not your next position or your next move or your next decision. The will of God is to get in line with what he said is your call, your purpose. And it's according to what? His purpose. Number two, when you love God with all, you now do what Jesus told us before he left. Well, maybe he's just talking to some of us. But he says, now go ye. But wait a minute, Pastor. Okay, well, here, I'm going to give you some more fortified word because you're not ready to go yet. Go to Mark 6:33. We got the same scriptures that we talk about all the time. We just talked about what? Loving God with my what? All. Stop there. We can eliminate a lot of thinking on the things that are just going to be distractions and just say, I'm instructed to love God with my all. That's his purpose for me. That's his will for me, is to love him with my all. And it's, that's when we, I'm just going to love him with my all. There's no options. There's no categories. There's no levels. I just love him with my all. So that means I love everything with the love of God in my what? All. And then I'm reminded, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Stop. I know you guys are always pulling the hair every time because I'll stop it. Stop. Seek ye first, but it said, but seek first the kingdom of God. God is what? Love. Constant reminder. Love is the ingredient. If anything we're doing in ministry, anything we're doing in family, anything we're doing in business, anything we're doing in community, we have to rely back as the main ingredient, love. Oh, okay, go back. 1 Corinthians 13, love. That's your reminder. Bam, that's your touchstone. Love. So when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, you want to seek it through love. Because what? You are now commanded to love the Lord God with your what? All. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Stop. See, the ingredient of love of God in you, when you seek him, you what? Find him. When you find him, he dwells where? In you. We talked about this weeks ago. The power where? In you. So now as you have seek and found the kingdom of God, now you make a transformation to going into his righteousness. His love will encourage you to be righteous. How am I righteous, Pastor? Because you make right choices. See, the will of God in me is to love him. Now when I love him, I choose him. And everything I do, I choose through love. If it don't feel like love, stop. If I'm going to make a right choice, it must be made through righteousness. That's the Holy Spirit that will lead me, guide me to what? Love. Everything must be done in love. And his righteousness, and then it says, all these things shall be added unto you. Now, you said all these things. It's whatever. But most of all, it's righteousness. It's the love of God. Those things will be added unto us because what you seek, you will find. And what you find will come inside. Remember, whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live inside. It will become connected to you. It will become, you have now went into the vine experience. John 15, he's the vine, I'm the branch, and through the spirit coming from the vine into the branch, I produce what? Much fruit, love. Stop thinking of fruit as cars and houses and land, but think of fruit as love because we want to be the product of love. He breathed into us, family, the breath of love. His own image was love. All these things will be added unto me. I want his love. That's why 34 comes to life now, because therefore do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. We get in line with God. We get in line with his love. We don't worry about those things that don't bring love. You ask God to take those things out of your life that are not of him. The first ingredient that will show you is not God is there's no love. And I'm sorry if I step on someone's toe here, but just because you hear someone say, I love you, does not mean that is love. God loved us by sending his son. God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten son. He didn't speak a word. He made an action. He showed us through love of giving, of coming, and dying. He showed us that the will of God is to not think about yourself. Love. The will of God is not to worry about what's going to happen. Dwell on the things that he's making happening through you and the decisions that you make through what? Righteousness. That's relationship, family. That's holding accountable. The purpose of us being grounded in God, in love, rather than ourselves, that's his call. For folks' favorite scripture, Hebrews 10:24. that we are to incite unto love and good works. You cannot show someone how to do something better if you do not love them first. You cannot give instructions if it's not through love first and then through good works. Yes, you're showing by example, but that's not a lot of love through your instruction. That's why nobody's getting it. That's why they're not catching on. That's why they're taking them too long. Because love must be the first ingredient in activating, woo, Jesus, that flow of divine experience, the vine to the branch, and much love is produced. The things we plant should be planted by what? Love. So love is the thing that surpasses it and surrounds it and is now the source of it. Provoked, to call forth, to stir up, purpose, the will, God's better choice for me. See, the will of God, the purpose of God for you and for me and for all of us must be the priority. It must be the number one standard. Here we go back to weeks ago about that focal point, God being the source of everything, that focal point, that will. That will is that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not my designs, not my architecture, not my buildings, not my people, but his will be done on earth. And how do I know his will if I don't know his love? See, we have to seek him, and not only seek him, we must find him. And when we find him, and when we what? When we find him, we finally realize that he wasn't far away. He wasn't far. That's the scripture there. Acts. Here, let's check that one out. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. And I hope I'm not the only one being helped today, because, you know, yes, the will of God for your life will bring the treasures and the fruits of your labor. Yes, God will bring increase in your life. Don't get it twisted. But it cannot be the focal point. Because his desires are for us to be blessed exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask. That's why we keep going back to Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world in what you can see and what you can like to have and what you can suppose to have, but be transformed, what? By the renewing of your mind, that we may discern what is the will of God. What is good and pleasing and perfect, not to us, but to him, through love. I change my mind by thinking love. If I'm going to make a choice in my mind, I know that the strength and the power of love that draws on me, I don't know if anybody in here remembers the Fred Flintstones, but there was in that commercial, Fred always had an angel in white on the right side, and on the left side there was the devil, Fred, that would always be speaking in the ear, into ear, and he would have to make the choice. And most of the time, the first one that popped up was the enemy. And then the angel Fred came along. See, there's gonna be opposition. We all have those voices. We all have those things pulling us. That's why we can't discern. That's why we can't understand. That's why we can't comprehend the world of God, the will of God, because we are not in the right place in our thinking. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. And you, remember, personal. Remember, you love the Lord your God with what? All. You be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind, your soul, your everything, your all. You got to make the choice. Then we, it says, we can now discern. Once you change your mind and understanding that if I know God, I know that I got to love God. That means I love God, and that's the ingredient. That's the focal. That's the touchstone. That's the unifying principle. Then I can discern. Remember we taught on the difference between the mysterious and the miraculous? Love is the ingredient that makes you see God clearly. Love is the ingredient that makes me understand God's word. Love is the ingredient that makes me be able to be like him. Because if God so loved the world, so shall we. That's our purpose. Yes, we're called to walk with him. Yes, we'll gain favor from him. Yes, we'll get in line with him when we understand that the will of God is just to get in line with him and give him his all. Give him all he wants. Give him all he's asking for. Give it, you know, and even beyond what let's get away from what he's asking for. Let's give him what is rightfully his. I love you with my all. I don't question anymore. I love you with my all. I don't have to make a decision. I don't have to choice. I know that I love you with my all, and I'm going to do that according to your love. Everything works together. Not some things. All things. Everything. That's the word. Romans 8 and 28. Everything works together for those called that love God and are called according to his purpose. We must understand. We must get in line. We must accept the fact that God's purpose for us is a promise. God's will for us is a mandate. But it's up to us to activate it by loving him and giving him our all. Not part-time. Not sometimes. Not only when it's good. And definitely not only when it's bad. But all the time. This life change. This newness. This walk in Christ. This less of me and more of him. By activation. It's by giving it to him before he asks. It's by going to him before it's expected. It's going to him with expectation that that's what I'm called to do. The mindset, we change our mind. When we change our mind, I don't just get up at 9 anymore. I have to change my mind because I think longer. Or I don't think it's smart when I lay in bed longer, so I got to change the way I think, and I got to go at it a different way. Acts 17 and 27 is where the scripture that we were going to. It says, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him. But then it says, though he is not far away from each one of us. Yes, we must seek him. But it's not far. It's just taking that first step. He's right there. It's that first choice to say everything else is null and void but you. I'm following the will of God today, and I'm going to love you with my all. I'm following the will of God today, and I'm going to love everybody with my all. I'm going to follow the will of God today, and love is just going to be a part of my whole atmosphere. Repetition. Remember, we can't stop today. It has to be repeated. And now that love is a repetitious thing that becomes easy to do daily. Every win, 0 to 5 seconds, I got to love. Watch things start coming to your life. I got to love. Watch all the things that God desires for you and doing his will and excellence come without you even having to ask. Watch the people that you thought would ever come back and say, I'm sorry, and the people that you never could imagine saying, I listen to you and your ministry is blessing me. Watch those people come freely when you just get in the will of God and love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all that's within me. When? Right now. Oh yeah, I had a little session. I had a little breakdown. I got to get back up again and love immediately. No more dormant time. See, that's when it becomes the priority. Because if you knew that the will of God for you was to get $1 million tomorrow. Now, I can't tell you how you found out and everything else, and we're not going to go into all those things. But just say, hypothetically, that someone who you trusted with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your everything came to you today and said, the will of God for you is that you're going to get $10 million tomorrow at 9 a.m. Expectation to receive it has just jumped because you trust this person with your all. Why? I have no reason. I have no understanding of that because I don't know your relationship with different people. But if someone you trusted came to you today, and because you could hear them and touch them, you will trust them because it's something that's tangible. When God says that we must trust in his will just by loving on him without anything that will come from it. It's a priority. It's a lifestyle. It's no options. And that's where it comes to the point where we cast all our cares. We cast all our worries. Less of me, what? And more of him. Most of us ask the question, what does God want? Most people say, I don't know. Most people say, he probably wants me to do this. And he probably wants me to do that. Because we think our way is the way of pleasing God. But to know the will of God is to know that the will of God is to love him. To be in line with him. To find his purpose. To now have what? Those Christian qualities that are the qualities of God that come through love. No question. Love doesn't suffer. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. That's love. I love you with all my heart because love never fails. I love you with all my heart because love won't lead me the wrong way. Yes, there's physical love. Yes, there's family love. Yes, there's affectionate love. But that love that God is calling us to give him is that agape love. That love that just for no, we love God because of what we think he can do, but we need to love him just because he's God all by himself. Look what he's created through his love. Look what he's done through his love. Look at the sacrifice. Look at the tolerance. Look where love has brought us to. See, where we're at today, family, and where we're going and where God will have us to be is all by love. See, God's purpose was to bring salvation to all. But Jesus' purpose was to represent God. Our job is to represent Jesus that now will make it the full connection in the flow of God's purpose. See, if his purpose was to save all, and Jesus came to represent God, then his purpose was to save all, then now we have the same purpose to love God and to what? Save all. I want a big house. And I'm not crushing your dreams, because in God's will and purpose for you, he will bless you. But let's get away from that. Oh, I'm tired of driving the Toyota, but he's going to give you the car that will take you all across the country with less gas mileage. But let's get away from that. Yes, your bank account will not have room enough to receive. But let's get away from that. Let's get back into the purpose. If God's purpose, family, was to come to save all, and Jesus came to do God's purpose, and we came, and now we have the opportunity to follow and be greater than he, then we must have the opportunity to save all, and it can only be done. Principles, new sermons, and everything else can come, but love must be the main ingredient. That's his will, that love is the main ingredient, that love is first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Love. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and we're looking for mansions. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and we're looking for land. Because at the end, all these things will be added unto you, so the mind will tell you what the mind wants you to think. When we're not focused on the will of God, which is love. And see, love will just make you think about somebody else first. That's the will of God. Ooh, Jesus. Who would give his life for a friend? That's love. See, that's not about what comes afterwards. That's just doing. That's just activating the love, the purpose. The new life in Christ is love. The renewing of your mind is love. To do greater things than he is love. When? Right now. Immediately. If we're not doing it in love, there is therefore no condemnation. So that is over right now. But right now is where we break the chain. Right now is where we separate from the bondage. Right now is where the yoke is what? Removed because of the anointing. The anointing is love. We have all these different categories and things like that. If God is love, everything else is love. Has different forms, has different looks, has different tastes, but it's love if it's of God. So as we break the chain, as we separate, as we convert and let our heart go, from the things of the past and the things that keep reminding of us of what's so bad and what didn't work and what can't work and what get away and break the chain and let love be the source of loving God with what? My all. That's my will. That's the will for me. It's to love God. But that word was not just for me. That word was for all of us. Through this whole network, through this whole connection, through this whole relationship thing that he's building, all the things that are coming together for his will. Great things of God. Great vision of God. Great work of God. Great mission of God. Great revival of God. But it's his will because we want to love him. That's the will. The will is to love. And then to watch the rest will come. We will stand united, not because of what we've done, not because of where we came from, not because of the people we know, but because of the love of God, the love that I chose, the love that was a decision that doesn't have to be decided anymore, the love that confirms the wisdom of God in my life. That I have a purpose in this thing to love him more. with my all. Love him more with my everything. Love him more with what if it there's just there's a word, it's coming, but it's not here yet. But when that word comes, that provoked word, it means everything that God has already made. It didn't say some things. It says all things were made by him, through him, and for his good pleasure. Not my good pleasure, not your good pleasure. The will of God is to love. And what? Go make more disciples that love. Not disciples that dictate, not disciples that fall off. See, when we start to do things in love, love will stick. Love is sound. Love will not go away. Love changes things. If I come to you and I say, hey, I need this done right now. Wait. Now you work for me, you're gonna do it. Because that's what you're ordered to do. But at work, we'll still do it because we're getting a paycheck. God comes to us and shows us instructions through love, and we still rebel. But on our jobs, we'll do it. We frown and we yell, and when we get home, we complain and we murmur, and we go through those transitions. But we still do it because it's something that we are gaining in our hands. And this walk in God, this finding the will of God, is nothing you can see. This will of God is nothing that's on the wall. This will of God is nothing that somebody could drive up in or pull up in or leave you on a wheel. This will of God is something that was given freely from him because he loved the world. He loved all of us. But today he's loving you individually. Today is your day. Today is my day. Today is her day. Today is all of our days to break loose from the will of this world. But let's get into the will of God, to love him with my all. To go forth and to what? Bear much fruit. To be an example of love. Well, I mean, when it tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, give what? That's love. You got to love in everything we do. It must be the ingredient, family, and today is your day. I claim it in the name of Jesus that in this new life for you, that you've chosen individually, this is a life that will never be the same. This is a life that you can be representation of love. This is a new life that will never sound the same, look the same, or be the same. Now, as we step, as we go, understand, this lesson is just not for today. This lesson, this principle, these statutes, it makes us accountable to a daily walk. Love. It takes love to get on that cross daily. It takes love to be buried daily. It takes love to be to have to get out of that uncomfortable place. Whoa, but glory, when you rise with him in love, when you ascend to heaven with him in love, your life, ooh, Jesus, is nothing but love. You now become the same light that he is. Your life will now change others because it says you bring light to darkness because of love. That's your purpose today. That's your will today. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that your word is holding us accountable. We thank you, Lord, that your will for us today is to love you with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our everything, continually. We declare that we will live this principle daily, that when we wake up with the desire to follow you, which is repetitious, and now my lifestyle, I take up that cross daily and follow you with love. I go through all the obstacles. I go through all the situations. I go through all of the things that the world will come against and try to distract me. But I stand in love. Love, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Love. Greater is you that lives in us than the evil that's in the world. Love. That I can do all things through you, Jesus, who strengthens us. We thank you today. We praise you today. And, Lord, we claim that we will not leave this place the same. We will be changed. We will be rearranged. We will be transformed by the renewing of our minds in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful lesson, Pastor E. Always, you do a beautiful job. Amen. As I was reflecting even early this morning when I began to post the flyers to provoke Fridays, I began to think about when we began this journey of Blog Talk Radio and how God had scripture in my heart to open up with. And I did it for a long time. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. It's a very familiar scripture that you learn by heart, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. And be Don't be conformed, hallelujah, to this world.
Ooh, Jesus.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I mean, and God is taking me right back to that scripture again. Sometimes we go through seasons in our lives, and we embrace other scriptures and other teachings and other sayings because of what we're going through. But this is a season where our minds, hallelujah, need to be transformed.
Jesus.
This is a season where we need to get back to the basics. Hallelujah. We
hallelujah,
need to
Jesus.
Back to the ABCs of the gospel. There's so many, as you were teaching Pastor Hamilton, and I'm not going to, I'm trying to keep my composure today. They call me the weeping evangelist, weeping whatever. Hallelujah. You can't think on God's goodness and all that he's done for you, and nothing wells up in the inside. The song
that's right.
Says,
ooh,
I
Jesus.
Think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. Amen. My soul begin to cry out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Soul to be the most important thing in our life. Amen. Children, husband, wives.
Hallelujah.
Cause. Houses, jewelry, none of that stuff should take
Jesus.
Hallelujah, precedent over our souls.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. Life isn't even worth living if you're not complete in Jesus. Life isn't worth living if you don't have anything to offer. Life isn't worth living if you can't reach back and help
That's right.
somebody. If you can't encourage somebody with the word, encourage them with a song, encourage them and pray for them. What is life about? Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
When you have experienced and witnessed, hallelujah, the love of God, when you have witnessed and experienced what God can do, will do, and shall do, oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I thank God. I thank him for renewed mind. Amen. I thank him for Sister Ruby. We've been praying for Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. And if you've never lost a child, if you've never lost a son and a daughter, Mother Charity's on the line. She lost, I think, two daughters. Amen. So if you've never lost, if you've never experienced loss of that magnitude, you can't you'll never understand what a parent
right.
has to go through. Amen. And sometimes it could take, I remember Sister Elliot out of Los Angeles. She lost two of her sons to gang violence, murdered, gunned down in the streets there in Los Angeles. And I never could understand. I said, Lord, this the strength God gave this woman. And I never could understand how she was able to function, how she was able to still love and praise God, how she was able to go on with her life until, guess what? It happened to me one day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Sister Ruby didn't lose her daughter to any violence. It was a natural cause that she died of. Amen. But nevertheless, the emptiness that you feel, the sorrow, hallelujah, the moments of depression that you go through trying to figure out, Lord, why me? Why did it happen to me? Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't want to get out the bed. Sometimes you don't even want to face people. You don't even want to see nobody. You just want to shut in. Hallelujah. Now, that don't mean that you don't love the Lord. That don't mean you're not thankful for everything that God has done in your life. But it's just a natural emotion. It's a natural reaction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just was sitting here listening, Pastor Hamilton, and, you know, I know today is Provoke Fridays, and some of our listeners may be doing some other things, but we still have a few on the line, and we're just going to open up the lines and give them a moment, and then we're going to let you all go. I know this is the weekend. Some people, thank God, it's Friday. Some of them getting ready to go on and do their thing, you know, how we wait till the weekend, you know, and, you know, Friday, the eagle fly, and you get your paycheck, and you're ready to go and do what you do. Oh, that's all good. But, honey,
amen.
I implore you today, I admonish you today to think about your soul. Your soul is more valuable than any other item, any other thing in this world. Is nothing greater than your soul. Hallelujah. Even Jesus, he don't want you to put him above your soul, because he's the one that gave us this soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to go to Mother Ruby right now and just open up her line and see if she want to share anything with us today. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, she may not want to say anything, so we're going to go to Mother Charity. God bless you, Mother. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for just being on this line, Mother. I tell you, when I see Mother Charity, I get strength. Amen. I get strength.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is good to us. We just thank him, amen, for another Provoke Friday. And we thank the Lord for Brother Hamilton today. Amen. And Sister Bernard, glory to God. And I just engulf that word that he was preaching on love. And I said, do you not know, when you really think about it, love is the epitome of the whole Bible.
Don't worry. Whenever
I'm telling you the truth, love begins it all. That's what the word tell us. Say, God so loved, that begin it. Over there in St. John, God so loved, the world.
Amen.
And he
yes.
gave, he did something about it.
He
see, love is an action word.
Come on, Mother.
And he did something about it. He didn't just say
yes.
he just loved us and that was the end of it. He did something. It moved God.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And he said that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. He so loved us. He so loved the world. It called him
to
move upon giving his Son. Oh, my Savior. Hallelujah. It stirred something in my soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. Hallelujah. But
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, if you love me,
come
love
on,
you
me.
Will keep my commandments.
Keep my commandments.
Oh, that's the word of God. Hallelujah. See, that love will cause you to do something.
Come
yes,
on.
Yes, it will.
I'm telling
do
you
something
the truth.
Right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Lord, and I just thank God, hallelujah, for his word today and for
Ooh,
the
hallelujah.
Love of God. See, you can only have the love of God is through the Spirit of God.
Through the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God, because the love of God was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Preach.
Hallelujah. Ooh. And I thank God for that today. Hallelujah. Amen. And God will let you, if you got the love in your heart flowing, it'll allow you, amen, to go out and feed the hungry. It'll make you be concerned about those who are going through something. It'll cause you to want to do something and
Hallelujah.
Reach out to people. Hallelujah. It'll cause you to have compassion for people. Oh, that love is something. The Lord told us, you know, that charity is the greatest of all. What is those three things he called out? What is it? And then charity is the greatest. But what is that? It's I can't think of it right now.
Love,
it's
hope, and charity.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Love opens and charity. Yeah, but charity is the greatest of these three things. Amen. Mm. But you know what? God is so good unto us. Amen. And like he said, the love of God was spread abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. But I just thank God for the love of God. Hallelujah. Because it will cause us, amen, to love God. It was one scripture one time. I was on a 5-day straight through fast. And I was up there in my room and I was reading the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, because that gives you strength, you know. When you're on those passes, see, that studying the word of God, it goes hand in hand with that. Amen.
Ooh.
And it just strengthens the inner man as you're going through, as you're suffering. Praise the Lord. God's word gives you strength.
Yes.
And so I was reading the word and in there, it was something I can't quite, it's been so many years ago, but it was something about you cannot go straight to God without first coming through to your brother.
Yes.
Except you got to love, it pertains you got to love your brother before, you can't pass your brother up, in other words, and go straight to God. Well, I love the Lord, but you done passed me up. No, it don't work like that.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Dear.
It's what you do for one another that measures your love for God. Do you know that? And when he did that, I mean, just look like that page right there in that little scripture. Look like it just came out to me. Look like it lit up or something. That was a brightness or something. Look like on that scripture. And I said, and I didn't even think like that. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. That's what measures your love for God, what you do for one another. That was heavy. That was heavy. I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lord. So God is good. I enjoyed that message on love. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. And we need to do some practicing, amen, to help perfect that love in us and get it over one to the other. Hallelujah. I know on the prayer line, Sister Shirley, she was saying, you know, how the church, and I know, you know, when I was able to get out and all like that, they was doing that. Do you not know they're reaching out to the hungry? They're reaching out to the needy. See, that's the love of God.
Hallelujah.
You the two, Lord, yes, all the church, would they all go together and we buy up some blankets. It was cold.
Right.
It was in the getting toward winter time. Buy up some blankets so we can go down there to the homeless. And it's a shelter like. And we bought these blankets and bought up some socks and kind of supplies and different stuff. Each one contributed. And I tell you, and went down there and just gave all those things to the hungry. We have the hungry to come to the church and feed them and things. You know, see, that's the love of God. Because we be concerned, hallelujah, about those, hallelujah, that is less than
hallelujah,
us and having something. We don't know how they got into that condition. But nevertheless, that's not for us to figure out. If they're in that condition, we're supposed to help them. Praise the Lord. We're supposed to pray for them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And do whatever
Glory.
We can do. Reach out unto them.
Whatever.
Yeah, oh, yes, that's right. So God
Hallelujah.
Is so good.
Amen.
And so I just thank God for Brother Democrat today. I mean, not
Hamilton.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
That's all right,
and anyway, he brought out about
we
that love
we
of God.
We are family.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we
so
are
y'all
family.
Y'all pray for me. Need that I'll continue to bless the Lord and continue to be encouraged from God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We love
amen.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother. We're going to Minister Aaron Singleton. Thank you, Mother.
Hello.
Minister Aaron,
Hello?
God bless you.
I knew you was going to come to me. I had a strange feeling. That was powerful. what he was teaching about. That was powerful what you was teaching about, man. That we don't show
Amen.
Love how we going to love Christ, and we can't even love one another. And
That's
we
right.
talking about this and that. We got to love one another, and then we don't love like we should do. You right about the homeless. We don't want to reach out to homeless people. We want to reach out to the people. And I'm not trying to put nobody down. Like, you know, a lot of
That's
people get
right.
out of prison.
That's right.
And all that we want to reach out to them. But the homeless people, the people that are sick and sleeping on that. Yesterday I was driving. I was looking up on this bridge at the homeless people up. And then I said, I don't see nothing around. I was just looking. But got my heart going out to souls. My friend just got baptized this past Sunday. I got a strong calling God got in my life, though, of people. I love God where he got me, who he want me to be. Because when you
Amen.
Love people, man, you can reach out to people. Because it's about that. You're right. It ain't about stuff and things, you know.
Well,
you know,
come on.
That's what we look at it. But we look at that first. Like, oh, if I help that person, maybe God can bless me with this. If I help that person, no, God don't work like this. It's the kindness of your heart. God's looking for you. He's looking for us, what we can do for souls, for the kingdom.
The will
God
of God.
Be in the kingdom. That's right. To get with souls. If we can't get souls in the kingdom, God, I mean, what we going to give to God? We can give God our soul. No, I'm talking about God can give them stuff and things ain't nothing. But God ain't looking at that. He's looking at how much
That's
you
right.
love them, how much you love one another. We don't love one
hallelujah.
Another. You can't ask me for days. We ain't trying. We trying to give me. God ain't looking at that. He's looking at how your life is. Love
Come
comes
on.
A long ways when you love a person. You got to love
Hallelujah.
Them.
Yeah,
loving person like
love
I'm doing. I've been getting, my friend told me, man, Aaron, Brother Simpson, I gave everything up. So, man, I had to give my, because he used to do detailing cars. And so he said, I had to give all that up to get right with God. He said, I love the Lord.
Yes,
and he said, man, I ain't got nothing. So I was like, people were giving me clothes. I gave him clothes. I started giving him clothes. I said, it was blowing his mind because he couldn't believe it. I said, man, that's the kind of God wants you to do what's right. I said, but if I give you this, you got to come to church. Got to get your life together. You can't be playing.
That's right.
I said, I
come
love
on.
You as a brother in Christ. But we don't do that. Sisters, too, to do the same thing. I'm doing the same thing, helping them if I can, do as much as I can. But the love goes a long way of loving one another. And it is about soul.
Yes.
But we don't do that. We don't want to do that. Like, oh, I ain't trying to do that for that. No, God, just like my cousin was talking about her life and all that. Mother Ruby, all them, they lost a lot of things, but you got to still be strong. God wants to be strong. And it ain't nothing like when I lost my mother in year 2006. I heard that was hurt. Yeah. My mother saved in the church all her life. That hurt it.
Yeah.
When you lose a loved one, it is hard. Sometimes you don't know what to do, but you don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes God do some things in the direction he want us to go, not in a bad way, but just some things God works for the good. But the thing is, what you was speaking about, it was powerful. You just, oh, my God. You just,
ooh,
you, Deacon, I mean, you and the Elder Democrat, all of y'all, oh, my goodness, just powerful on that what we God is leading in the last and evil days that we're living in. It's time for that. The love is time for these homeless people, all these people. A lot of these homeless people is hurting down. A lot of people, broken homes, people coming in broken homes and all the kids is having kids. You know, there's a lot of mess going on. It's time for us to start bringing them into holiness. And I'm going to say this one more time before I get off the phone. I was telling my friend, I said, now that we're out in the world, I said, these young generations ain't going to listen to us. We smoking, getting high, and talking about pass that around, man, but you need to get your life together in the church. And God's been good to you, you know. But, man, pass that. You know, they ain't going to listen to that. They ain't going to listen to you.
You getting high
and drinking with them. They going to listen to you. Right with God. You get right with God and live right and live holy. I said, then the young generation's going to have somebody they can talk to. I've been there and did that, what you did. Now it's time for you to get right. That's what God is dealing with me. I'm bringing all kind of young generations in the church. God is using me. God showed me. That's the only way you're going to win them is holiness. You can't win them out there. Like it used to be when we was growing up in the 80s and the 90s. You can get them and hang with. They're going to know this generation. It's messed up. The only way you don't get to them is holiness and show love to them. Drawing them in love. Have a plan what God wants you to do in love. That's the only way you're going to win them over. In the generation that we're living in these last and evil days. Because the devil knows his time is winding up and he's bringing everybody. He's bringing all his demons in hate. They're doing hate in love. He's trying to get trying to do it in hate in love. He's trying to love them, then he's trying to hate them at the same time. That's why God is bringing, take certain people to bring the wind souls. You got to be wise. You have to go through some things that God can bring.
Yes.
That you can come around the devil's territory with love and tell them, I know a better place where you can go and what you're doing now. And then they're going to listen to you. Because a lot of them got these broken families, all they messed up, don't know what to do. They don't know to love them. They don't got to, they ain't loved them. But God wants us to love them. And bring them into it. And do what's right. Feed them and get them baptized in Jesus' name. Get some of that recipe. But that what you was preaching, man, that was powerful in love. I got the message. And I feel good. I know I'm on the right track.
It's all about
what Jesus wants us to do in these last and evil days. Kingdom building. And I'm trying to build his
hallelujah.
I'm trying to build his kingdom with love. Because love breaks everything. He was writing in St. John chapter 15 right there without, you know, bearing the fruit and all that. That's what God wants us to do. How are we going to bear the tree of love? We can't bear the tree of love if we ain't got love in us.
That's right.
Your tree ain't going to grow. If you ain't got the love of Jesus in you, or the love, period, of that tree, you ain't going to get no more. And loving is, you got to go. Like Mother Child has said, you got to go to that person. And you have to tell them before you even come to God. Just you sorry what you did in love, but somehow we don't do that. We want to try to do. And I'm finna get off on it. We want to do like Adam and Eve did. Try to hide in the garden, way in the back, like God can't. He created you. Go hide in the back.
All right.
And he gonna you calling his name. Where are you, God? And they trying to hide in the way in the garden. No, they done committed the sin. Like God can't.
Lord,
that's what God wants us to do. We want to try to
hide,
like, oh, that's all right. It don't take off. Yes, it do.
Come
on.
Keep
up the good work that you're preaching, man.
Thank you, Mr. Singleton.
And I love
you. Aaron, God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. Special prayer.
Darlene. Amen. Amen. God bless you. It takes something to be a witness, to be a soul winner. take something, Minister Aaron. So you keep on working for the Lord. Keep on witnessing. That's what we got to do. We got to go fishing. Amen.
That's right.
Fishing for souls. God bless you.
Isn't that awesome?
Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Good afternoon. Truly, I give honor to God. I just thank God for another day. He has kept me from harm and danger. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby in her absence. I give honor to Pastor Hamilton and each and every one of you. Oh, okay. Well, praise him. I came late. Hallelujah. Give honor to Sister Ruby on the line. Hallelujah. Glad she's back. And always give honor to Pastor Hamilton. It's always a pleasure. I tell you, Provoked Fridays really provoked me, and I was just, I'm not going to say nothing today. I'm just going to say I enjoyed the word, thank God for the word, and I just thank God for, on Fridays, I just thank God for this broadcast, and thank God for each and every one of y'all. Have a blessed weekend. Love you all.
Amen.
We
amen,
love you too, my
amen.
Sister.
Thank you, Prophetess Darlene.
And God bless you.
I tell you, sir. Blessing. Okay. You know, faithfulness is something that God is going to, God said he's going to reward. He said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. We don't know the blessings that's already in our account for our faithfulness, not to Sister Bernard, not to this line, but your faithfulness to God. Because every day, time you tune in, you telling the Lord, Lord, I need more of you. I need more word this week. I need more of you this week. That's what you're telling God. Amen. And mother is 83 years old. Hallelujah. She's sometimes the first caller on this line. She's at home and not able to get out to a physical building. But guess what? She has so much word in her. Hallelujah, she getting fed every day, so God is strengthening her every day. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Sister
Thank
T,
you,
God
Jesus.
Bless you.
Lord,
Sister T? All right, maybe she's on mute. We're going to go back and see if Sister Ruby would like
Lord.
To say anything.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in a place where I couldn't really talk to you right now. So I am going
okay.
to hear them. Because we had a meeting with Prophetess Eric today.
Mommy,
I just want to let you guys know. And I love you guys. You know, continue to pray much as well. You know,
all right, all right. Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, are you able to say anything?
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's a blessing. I imagine the Lord did want me on here to hear about love. Love is, you know, I was just, Pastor Hamilton, you always provoke on Friday, you know, every Friday you provoke. Matter of fact, everyone the Lord sent on this broadcast is a rhema word from above.
Amen.
And this rhema word made today because, it's like almost having a breakdown, what you say, you know, you lose a loved one but not a child. That was my only child that I had.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Expected.
We've been praying for you.
Oh, and that's what saved me. I tell you, I said, Lord, y'all prayed so much, the Lord went in my heart. And he
said,
spots that need to come out of here. And
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. He's so merciful.
Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Like Evangelist Bernard was saying, you don't feel worthy. You just don't feel nothing, the word or nothing. But I felt
Lord Jesus.
Of the saints. I say, Lord, I just felt like I couldn't rest. And, you know, was going to a cemetery and raising, going to just something, just take something from you, you know.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
And you're grieving. And I could see, and I was just telling the Lord, and I said, Lord, it's not that I'm not saved, not that I didn't love you, but his response for me that he cried. He cried twice. And he cried over Lazarus. So nothing wrong with that, but I got to get up, and I got to strengthen myself. And Pastor Hamilton brought the scripture that the Lord gave me. He said, cast all your cares upon him, for he
cares
for you. And I'm saying, Lord, I don't feel worthy. I don't feel anything. It's like I was still and like this limb. And
Lord
and,
Jesus.
I wish that body, because you're always saying in my heart, well, I'm going to leave before my child leave out this earth.
Yes.
You know, and you feel like that, but she left before me, and I say, Lord, you got to strengthen me. You got to strengthen
me. Yes, Lord.
I have to get back up here and get the word. The word is what I need.
Yes, Lord.
Lacking the word, but the Lord gave me love today. You
thank
gotta,
you, Jesus.
And he stripped my heart, and I didn't realize that I needed to put in areas. So I just say, I thank you, saints, for lifting up and keeping me, because that's what brought me over and got me on this broadcast.
Oh,
today.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah.
The word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Continue to bless her.
Hallelujah.
Thank
continue
you.
To strengthen her, Lord.
Thank you,
yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
That's about
the
thing. Drive
hallelujah.
Going.
Thank
Silicon
you,
Valley.
Touch and
go ahead.
We're going to touch
thank
and agree. For
thank you, Jesus.
And I know what she experiences. You know, tomorrow will be 1 month. I've been here in New Orleans, and I haven't visited my daughter grave. I hadn't been to New Orleans for 2 years. In July will be 2 years. I hadn't seen my son in 2 years, and I hadn't visited my daughter's grave. And
thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
I said, Lord, you know, I want to stay on a high. I want to see what you follow your instructions while I'm here, Lord God. I want to just stay excited and stay encouraged. And I say, I'm not ready to go to the cemetery because I'm not ready to go through this experience, what I know I've gone through for the past 15 years. So I say, Lord, she's not there anyway. Amen. The
That's
soul
true.
Goes back to the God that give it. But
yeah.
it's just the physicality that you go through with your memories and your emotions.
Right,
so I say,
right.
Lord, I'm not ready to go. And the Lord, you know, God has given me peace, and I haven't been to the cemetery. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, Lord, I have work to do, and I can't let the enemy distract me.
Ooh, come
I
on.
Can't lose my focus. I have to stay focused, and I began to start working on this citywide crusade in my ministry launch here in New Orleans. I said, Lord, you brought me here to rewrite my story. You didn't bring me here for me to be miserable. You didn't bring me here for to be unhappy. You didn't bring me here to be depressed. But you have some souls waiting for me to encourage. You have some souls waiting for me to bring into this wonderful, marvelous life. So I don't have time to get depressed. I don't have time to sit around singing a sad song. So I said, when it's time, you'll lead me to the gravesite. But right now, I got work to do. Hallelujah. What does the scripture say? Let the dead bury the dead. Amen. I am alive, and I got to win some souls. I got to witness to some people that still have some blood running through their veins.
Ooh, hallelujah.
My daughter's in a good place. Ain't nothing I could do for her but live holy. Ain't nothing I could do for her but to tell somebody else about the goodness of
come
Jesus.
Come on.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord Jesus.
So
thank
see,
you,
I
Lord.
Yes, I
yes,
have my moment. But Pastor Hamilton, Mother Charity have lost a daughter. I have overcome that, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to sit around and be depressed, want us to feel like God don't care about us. Nobody loves us. But I tell that devil he's a lie today. We have work to do, Sister Ruby. Souls are dying. We got to rise up, wash our face,
hallelujah,
and rise up. Hallelujah.
Right.
Get back out here in the highways and the hedges and compel men to come, because Jesus is coming. Hey, glory to God.
He's
Jesus
coming.
Jesus is coming. So we gonna
He's coming, yes.
For Sister Ruby, so I'm going to give it back into the hands of Pastor Hamilton. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Hamilton. He has been a blessing
Amen.
To this ministry.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To my life, he has been a blessing. Just as Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby has been faithful to this radio broadcast.
Thank
this
you,
ministry.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Ruby, God has not forgotten about you.
Lord,
Amen. God has forgotten about you. Aaron
yes,
was praying
Lord,
for you
Jesus.
This morning. We
Lord,
was on the
bless
telephone.
Her mind,
he
Lord, in the name
of
Jesus.
Amen. So we love you with the love of God.
Yes.
So
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
My
Amen.
Savior.
Hallelujah. Rome, 1 Corinthians 13, we got to close with this. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I have nothing.
Look up,
and
man.
Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
All right.
Love
all right.
suffers long
Come
and
on.
Is kind. Love
yeah.
does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely,
Thank
does not
you,
speak
Jesus.
Its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
Oh, yeah.
It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love never fails.
Never.
Whether there are prophecies, they will fail.
Yes,
whether
right.
there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, woo, Jesus. See, I'm something ought to get excited right now. But when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child.
Come
I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, when I put away childish things, but now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, I know in part, I shall know just as I am known, and I know and I now abide faith, hope, and love.
Yeah.
These three, but the greatest of
come
these
on, come
is
on,
love.
Come on,
come on. Come on now.
Family, I give you, I've lost both my parents. And this may be only for me.
Yeah.
But my parents have had more impact in my life from where they're in a resting place waiting for judgment than they ever did in this physical life. I never listened. I never followed. I never abided by the rules and the regulations of my father and my mother. But they have had more influence in my life in that place.
Yeah.
Because they will return back to which they came, which is God. Love. Heavenly Father God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for Sister Ruby immediately. We surround her with love.
Yes,
we surround her with compassion. We surround her
Lord,
with support.
Jesus,
Lord, we
God.
Unify around and about her right now. We
Lord,
connect
let
in the spirit.
Feel the love of God.
And we place her in the middle of this love.
Thank you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we elevate
Thank
her
you,
with our love. That Lord, you'll see her pleasing in your eyesight. Because Lord, she
Jesus.
Is not conformed to this world. She is transformed by the renewing of her mind. She is here to prove what is good and acceptable in your sight.
Oh, Jesus, help her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord.
You know, we say strengthen her, Lord. We say, Lord, abide with her, Lord. We connect with her in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon that was formed will come against her in fear. No weapon that was formed will come against her pride. No weapon that was formed will come against her flesh. No weapon that was formed will come against her mind. No weapon that was formed will come against her family. But, Lord, the Spirit of love.
Yes,
oh, Jesus.
Lord, encourage your heart.
We'll heal the sick. Her, that the Spirit of love will raise the dead. That the Spirit of love will give us peace.
Yes, God.
And Lord, we pray that that peace that goes forward, Lord, will show us how to love.
Hallelujah.
We touch every person in her life. Every family member, that through her they will see love that will bring them to want to know more about you.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
That through her testimony of how the family of love uplifted her, that they'll come to know, they want to know the family of love. That the people that are connected to those people want to know what changed their lives, and they'll know that by love they can be changed too. And, Lord, we just abide in your love.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
We worship you in your love.
Yes,
ooh,
Lord.
Jesus. We remember you because of your love.
Yes, Lord.
We abide in you because of your
hallelujah.
Love.
Hallelujah.
We love you with all our heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We love you with all our soul, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We love you with all our might, Heavenly Father God.
Oh, God.
We love you with all our understanding today, Lord Jesus. We love you with all our circumstances today, with our shortcomings, Lord Jesus. And we just let it come to you in love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
everyone. On this line, everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that's in connection with this prayer, let love wipe away all the things that are not of God. Let love supply all your needs. Let love give you all the desires of your heart because they come from God who is love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is your day to love.
Oh, praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you.
This is your day to love.
Praise your name, Lord.
Through his worship, break the bondages of hate, pain, and get into love.
Oh, glory to God.
Now, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that we break the chain. Lord, we declare right now in togetherness, in unity, and oneness, Heavenly Father God, we stand on the promises of your word that through love, Lord, we are released from the bondages of our past.
Amen, amen.
That by your love of coming to this world for our sins, Lord, your love, Lord, we are broken from the yokes that are around our neck.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And, Lord, we declare right now, Lord, that the burden will not be bared anymore because of your love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, break loose. Come on, break loose. Come on, cut it loose. Come on, break loose.
Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Your life will never be the same.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
Oh, we thank you today, Lord Jesus.
God.
We worship you today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Father, thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Oh, you're so worthy, Lord.
Oh, you're worthy, worthy, worthy,
so
worthy,
worthy,
worthy, worthy.
God. Yes, Lord.
You're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him. Worship because of his love.
Oh, glory, Lord. Hallelujah.
When you're thinking for a reason to give him praise, just think of his love.
Yes, Lord.
When you don't know what to do, just let love be the answer to your question.
There's none like thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Savior, Savior.
I love you, Lord.
Yes, God.
And I live my voice to worship you.
Show
me you. Oh, my soul.
I
on, Mother. Hallelujah.
I don't
rejoice.
Really know. My daughter knows, but she's out.
Take joy, my King.
Yes, Lord.
In what you hear. Let it be a sweet,
sweet
sound. Let it be a sweet
real.
Good.
I love
good.
You, Lord.
All right,
as
y'all.
I lift my voice to
worship you.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, rejoice.
Take
all
joy,
right,
my King.
Right.
Take joy, my King.
In
what you hear.
Let it be a
sweet.
Let
it be a sweet, sweet sound.
Hallelujah.
In your ear.
Oh, we love you today, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
love
Lord.
You today.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Family,
yes,
have a wonderful
Lord.
Weekend.
Yes,
let the love of Jesus guide you. Let the love of Jesus fill you. Let the love of Jesus direct your path, and your life will never be the same. We thank God for you.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to close on out. Amen, Dawn. I see you on the line. God bless you. Amen. Have a beautiful weekend, everybody.
Oh, we're just going to have church.
God bless you, sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship, in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide me where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh,
hide
from circumstance. Take one more chance. I need you to hide me when my strength is weak. Hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me, Lord. I need you to hide me. Oh, hide me from the enemy. Oh, hide me. I need you to hide me.
Oh, my.
Lord, I'm asking you to hide me.
Oh, child.
Oh, hide me, oh my, even if the enemy you hide is me. Somebody lift those hands and worship the difference. Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness.
Yes, Lord.
That's where I worship in thy presence. I'll bless your name and give you reverence. I need you to hide me where the hands of mercy, baby. Ooh, cover me from the enemy. I need you to hide me. Hide me from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. Lord, 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 hide me when my strength is weak. I want you to hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Oh, I need you to hide me. I'm asking you to hide me from the enemy. Oh, hide me. Oh, my. I need you to hide me. Oh, my. I need you to hide me. Sometimes you gotta cover me from myself. Even if the enemy you hide,
Sister Bernard?
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What'd you say, Mama?
Yes.
Thank you, God.
I've learned. How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned
of the ship, the Titanic ran head on into an iceberg, and the unsinkable ship sank. But you don't have to worry about that on the old ship of Zion, because King Jesus is our captain. King Jesus is the captain. Oh, King Jesus is the captain. So tell your neighbor, get on. tonight that you once had blessed fellowship with the Lord, but as time went on, you strayed away from the church, forgot about your relationship with the Lord. But I hope something will be said tonight during this recording that will help you to decide it's time to go back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. Going where living waters flow. Oh, I can hear my Savior calling. Repent and tell the calling. My heart turned back to Jesus. And I'm a, oh, I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going where living waters flow. I hear my Savior calling. Repent and tell the calling. My heart turned back to Jesus. And I'm a, oh, the Lord left you. It reminds me of a story that I heard once that there was a gentleman, he and his used-to-be girlfriend, now it's his wife, they've been married 25 or 30 years, and they were just discussing, you know, what happened during the years, the interim of the years. And she said, you know, it used to be when we rode down the street, we were so close, until people couldn't tell if it was one person or two in the car. And she's trying to make him feel responsible. He said, but baby, let me remind you of one thing. The car is still configured the same. I was driving, and now I'm sitting next to the door on the left, and you're sitting next to the door on the right. Who moved? In other words, he was still in the same place. So I just want you to know that if there's a relationship that has drifted apart between you and the Lord, he didn't move. He's yet where he's always been. He never has left me alone. He never left me alone. By night and by day, he's with me always. He never has left me alone. Since I gave to Jesus my poor broken heart, he never has left me. With me always. another one. I think you know this. I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roar. I've felt sin's breakers dashing.
All right, Mama Charity and Sister Ruby, y'all have a blessed weekend. Maybe Monday we'll do some oldies but goodies, do some songs or something. I tell you, these songs, hallelujah, will make you, woo, Jesus, make you want Jesus even the more. Amen. So y'all have a blessed weekend. Love you all with the love of God.
Thank you. God bless.
Hallelujah.